To be the best at what you do, you just kept kicking and kicking and kicking until the bag wouldn't move, until his shins went numb. He just kept powering through. He wants to look after his mum, something his dad couldn't do. He used to train out on the park in the blistering cold, until the roads went dark and the streetlights gave you that orange glow. He would keep kicking, but he would get kicked back till he had a broken nose. It could have been boxing, could have been wrestling, it could have been taekwondo. Didn't matter, he was there 6 days a week. Same gym rack, same trainers on his feet. Worked on the door so he could eat. Trained hard cause he didn't want to taste defeat. But sometimes you have to lose and learn before you become the man to beat. And the night that his mum stood next to the cage to support him, it was just clear to see. She kept paying and paying and paying for sessions, and all of them paid off. Cause now when he kicks, he doesn't feel pain, and he could take somebody's face off. He won in the second round, but by then his mum had just ruined the makeup. He made 13 grand and dropped it all on his mother's table.
Life is only what you make of it. We're born alone and time begins to tick. I pray you never let it break you. Life is only what you make of it. We're born alone and time begins to tick. I pray you never let it break you.
Fail and know it's too late. There was three of them, all of them cousins, and they would play on the estate. They didn't get along with the other kids, so they would get into fights. But the oldest cousin felt like he had to make sure they were nice. So he started fighting, always fighting, just to protect. He put himself in a position where nobody liked him. He got arrested for the last time. Say goodnight to the bad guy. Only 16, looking at 18 months at the least, they'll do 9. And this meant the younger cousins were left on the streets to fend for themselves. And now the protection's gone for the oldest daughter, the two, it was hell. And now he's just fighting, always fighting. But he's not originally from this country, so he's on his final warning. He got deported back to his hometown, but the older cousin was home now. Feeling guilty, his younger got sent home, so he's ringing his mobile phone now. But he didn't answer, and when he went on his Facebook, he just said RIP. The reason I know this story is because the oldest cousin in this was me.
Life is only what you make of it. We're born alone and time begins to tick. I pray you never let it break you. Only what you make of it. We're born alone and time begins to tick. I pray you never let it break you.
Yeah.